Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, wellness, and mindset. For more information on Fit Chicks Academy and our upcoming Fitness and Nutrition Expert certification, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, please visit fitchicksacademy.com. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's episode, we are getting a little bit personal and sharing about our recent trip that we went on, because I think that there's a lot of learnings to be had, obviously, not only just in regular life, but in a lot of the stuff that we don't necessarily talk about on the podcast. So, you know, obviously we're always talking about different things to do with coaching and nutrition and fitness and weight loss and, you know, building a business. But I also find that some of the most, you know, impactful podcasts I listen to are the ones where people are sharing the stories about what they're doing behind the scenes in their lives, and then how, like, kind of tying it back to what's going on in my life, or also just even seeing what is possible that I might not have even thought about. And that's something that, you know, I'm so grateful for. The internet can be a lot of things. Podcasts can be a lot of things, but I'm so grateful for it because our lives get very small, right? Unless we intentionally put ourselves in situations or rooms where we're meeting brand new people, especially the older you get. You know, how many new people are you meeting when you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s? It's not the same as when you're going to school, or you were going out to the clubs, or you were doing a lot more, right? It's kind of your world usually becomes a lot more smaller. And without the internet and hearing people share their stories, there's things that I would not have even thought were possible for me. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, one of our friends always says, like, you cannot be what you cannot see, right? Like, so if you're not seeing examples of what is possible for you, sometimes you don't even think about it for yourself. So I love sharing these kind of podcasts because I think they're fun for the behind the scenes look.
I think so too. And I think it's, like you said, giving people a glimpse into like the things that we're doing, because I think sometimes people don't even realize, like, behind the scenes, all of the other pieces that we're doing, and that even though we've had a business for 15 years, we're still putting ourselves in a position to learn and to grow. And we're not just kind of sitting back and saying, okay, we're done, and now just, you know, see what happens. It's like, we're constantly trying to evolve the way that we are in business, the way that we are in individual, like in our lives, and just constantly growing, right? And I think that that's sharing that, I think, is important, because it can sometimes feel like you have an end zone, but it's like there's never an end. It's like it's a consistent destination. Like, there's just, you're constantly just growing, right? That's what life is all about, I truly believe.
Well, and that's one thing that I think is always so fascinating. So behind the scenes, obviously, like with our students, there are times, you know, recently I was just teaching some business classes within our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification. And they were, I was getting feedback like, oh my gosh, Laura, you know so much. Like, it's insane what an expert you are, and like your perspective. And it's almost like they think that I'm already at that destination. And I was saying to them, like, no, like, yes, I do know a lot about business because I've been studying this for 15 years and I will continue to study it from day one. Both you and I have always subscribed to the belief that we are lifelong students. We are never, yes, we might be further ahead, but there is always so much more to know. So to me, I never feel like, it's funny because this kind of ties into what, you know, when we dive into it, but I personally always feel like I never know enough. Like, suddenly I'll hear something that I haven't dove into, let's say to do with nutrition or menopause or something. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I need to learn everything about that. You know what I mean? I always feel like, and I can understand how for a lot of people out there, whether you're starting a business or whether you're coaching clients, and then, you know, you have a question that comes to the table, or you have a roadblock in your business that you don't know what to do with, and you feel like it's something's wrong with you, or you feel like you're a fraud, or the imposter syndrome, or all of those feelings, right? And it's just a really great mindset shift, I find, to think, you know, I'm an eternal student. I don't know is not a bad thing to say. It literally is just, but I'm going to go find out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
well, I mean,
so let's
that
talk
kind
about
of,
where
that
we were.
Actually, Well, I was going to say that kind of ties into like my first thing, but yes, I totally agree with you about the internal student piece. So
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
so sorry, what was
let's
your
give a little
question?
intro though. Where did we go?
Oh, we went to so yeah, so we went to our mastermind. So we're part of a mastermind that I'm so grateful for because it's this incredible mastermind. If you're not familiar with what a mastermind is, essentially it's, you know, a group, a collective group of people that come together and all have a certain, like whether it be like a niche specific or a skill specific or an outcome specific, like there's something that we're all kind of working towards together. So you join this mastermind to be able to learn not only from the person who is organizing it, but from all of the people. It's a collective where we are all sharing ideas and supporting each other and developing relationships and, you know, really just kind of sharing those secrets, I guess, if you want, like the secrets to our success, so that what I'm working on, even though it might not be the exact same thing, there's no one else that we are. Oh, actually, no, that's not true. There's a couple of people in our mastermind that have like certifications and things like that, but it's about taking the knowledge, sharing your knowledge, and then taking parts that work for your business or yourself to be able to implement. So that's kind of my definition of what a mastermind is. And so we were just at our mastermind in Idaho. And so, which is like such a
Beautiful.
fun place to visit. Yeah, so beautiful. But yeah, so we were there for just for a couple of days. It was a quick
Yeah, it was a quick
mastermind
little
this time.
snapper. And in and
Yeah,
out.
it was a quick one. Cool part about it too. Not only is it a mastermind, but obviously from a personal standpoint, Laura is my best friend. We are besties and we have been since grade 9 for anyone who doesn't know our story. And so it's also our way of being able to hang. So it's like
Yeah.
it's a really great way for us to be able to do two things that we love, which is hang out with each other and also learn and grow and bounce ideas off each other and have those conversations and then meet new people. It's just like this, I don't know. Someone was having lunch or sitting with us during the mastermind, and they said, you know, this is kind of like my Disneyland. And I was like, same. Like I totally get that feeling because you put yourself into a place where you're just like, you're so excited about everything that's happening and everything is like shiny and beautiful and bright. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be than here when I'm there. Right. So
Well,
it's
and it's so
like
funny
it's
because some people
amazing.
think they're like, oh, but isn't that work? I'm like, no. When you do something you truly love, it's
Yeah.
not work. You know what I mean?
No,
Like,
it's
and
incredible. It's fun.
I can't say that enough. But just to give a little bit of backstory, I know I believe we talked about this on the podcast before, but for anyone who's kind of new this, so last year in September, Amanda and I were at an event and we had been in masterminds previously. Like a couple years ago, and I think we've been in a couple different varieties of masterminds. And again, a mastermind, sometimes it can be for a short period of time, or you know, you can stay for some people in this current mastermind have been there for 7 years. You know what I mean? Like it really depends on what your goal is from the mastermind too. And we hadn't been in a mastermind for over a year because we decided to take a break because one of the things that we found was that we were listening to a lot of other people's opinions about our business, and we weren't tapping into what I think, and this is my number one kind of learning lesson. I'm going to tie it in. I don't think we were tapping into our own, essentially, I don't know if the word is intuition, but our own business coach. I always tell our students, you are your best business coach. Like, I can tell you to do something, but you have to run it through your filter of what aligns with your values, your goals, your thing, because we don't all want the same thing, right? So, for somebody who wants to make $10 million, they're going to do something different than somebody who just wants a part-time, you know, gig that's going to make $500 a month, right? Like, it's totally different. So, I found that we were kind of, you know, people were telling us to do things and we're all about testing, but I found like we were kind of outsourcing. I don't know, like if it was outsourcing accountability,
It was
outsourcing
like
ideas,
outsourcing
outsourcing.
ideas. Yeah. We
Yeah,
weren't
like you.
trusting, our own knowledge base, and we weren't trusting that, you know, we were allowing other people's ideas to dictate our business as opposed to influence thoughts, right? Like it was almost like we were going with what other people said as opposed to just taking it as like, okay, let me take that in, process it, and see if we want to implement it. We were just like, okay, that's what you think we should do it. And we were kind of just implementing, I found, at
Yeah,
one
and
point,
also
which
I
is also
find
learning.
that
which is
Well, and I,
great.
of course, like you have to go through these things to learn them. But I also found like I was doing something that I think a lot of people make a mistake with as well in business is number one, I thought people, like I said, knew better than I knew about what was right for me and our business. But secondly, I felt like we got a little bit lazy. And I felt like we were kind of like, okay, instead of sitting down and really thinking about and looking at our stuff and dissecting what our clients need, because again, at a mastermind, they're not there to build your business. When you hire a business coach, they're not there to build your business, right? They're there to help you build your business. But it's interesting because I can see it a lot in the industry, right? It's like people get sucked into the marketing of certain things and they think, oh my gosh, this person is going to take me to $1 million. But then they forget that you have to do the work to build $1 million business, right? Like, because it's so I kind of felt like there was a little bit of like laziness where we weren't thinking as critically as we needed to because we didn't have the space to. And it was kind of like, so anyways, long story short, we took a break to really dial back in and look at our stuff and what we want to create and all of the things. And I think it was one of the best things. And fast forward to this September, we were like, you know what? We're ready to join another mastermind. And not just ready, but like craving to be around different people, different ideas. Because again, when you're around your same circle of people and colleagues, they all view things through the same lens. So to see things through a different lens in somebody else's eyes can completely shake up your entire business, right? And we were at this event and we had been looking at this mastermind for, I don't even know, 6 years, but we didn't qualify because you have to be at a minimum revenue to join. So we didn't qualify for years and now we qualify. So we were like, okay, do we do it? It was a huge financial investment. It's a huge time investment. Because again, we have to go into these meetups and be away from our family and away from our business. But we had the conversation, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going all in, we're attending every event, we're going to be present, we're going to meet all the people, we're going to try all the things. And it's just been amazing so far. Just not even from like a business standpoint, but also just from personal growth.
Yeah, no, I've been loving it. I mean, I told you that even on our flight back home, where I was like, we're not up for renewal at all, but I'm already ready to like 100% confirm that I would be ready to renew again, because it's just, again, and that's actually one of my things is like, if we're going to dive into it, it's like putting yourself in the room that you want to be in and like the room that you feel like you're going to grow in. And I think when you were talking about our past masterminds or coaching and things that we've done, all of them serve the purpose that they needed to serve. But then eventually you get to this place, sometimes, not always, but sometimes you get to this place where you want to continue to grow, but then you feel like you've shifted, like you've taken, the knowledge that you've been receiving or you've been giving, and you kind of feel like this give and take in the situation. It's not that it has ended, but it's almost like you reach this point where you're like, okay, I need a new level. Like, I need this next level of thing. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now, like if you're coaching and things like that, you think your clients maybe even have those scenarios where they're like, okay, I've done all of the beginner, the prep course that you gave me, and now I'm ready to take it to the next step. Now I'm ready to go and, follow a more structured meal plan, or I'm going to do this, or whatever it is. But we all kind of get to this place. And so I feel like it's really important when you're putting yourself in a room. It's like put yourself in the room that you feel really inspired by, that you feel really connected to, and also know, and this is one of my things, is like also know when it's time to exit that room and then look for the next room, right? So, same sort of thing again with clients, or if you're hiring a coach or things, whoever is listening, just really pay attention to what it is that you actually need, and you're going to continue to evolve and grow. So allow for yourself to know that it's okay to like move on. It's kind of like the whole thing, the thought of it reminds me of like when you have like a hairdresser and like everyone's always afraid to like fire
I've
their
had some bad
hairdresser,
ones.
right? But everyone's always afraid to like fire their hairdresser, right? Because they think like or like their stylist, because they're like, oh, like I don't want them to be upset or things like that. But eventually, like, I mean, maybe that person doesn't give you the thing that you want the most right now. It's
Or
the same
maybe they
sort of
do
thought.
great
I don't know why
haircuts, but
that
you
thought
want
came
to
to my
change your hair
mind.
color, right? If they don't do hair
Exactly.
color, maybe you want to experiment with that. If that's not their expertise, you're not going to stay with that hairdresser to get color done. You're going to go to someone else.
Exactly. So you kind of, and you have to go and like maybe test a couple of different ones or get or read the reviews and do the thing. You got to do the research. But essentially, you know, I don't want to digress into this whole like analogy, but the idea, the concept is that I agree with you. I think it's really important to, you know, to be a part of these masterminds and to really, not just be a part of the masterminds for me personally and us professionally, but also for anybody listening, even if you're not joining a mastermind, it's about being part of a collective, being a part of a group that shares the same interests, the same values, the same beliefs, the same growth mentality. And I think that that's also one of the most powerful things about our community. Like, you know, just pulling it back to like our certifications, even when I think about that, it's one of the benefits of our certifications is the fact that we have this amazing community that you're a part of throughout the course. And then when you graduate, you're invited into a graduate community. I don't know really of any other certifications out there that are offering that. They're very like individualized. You're very much like on your own island going through it versus with our certification, we want you to be a part of this collective community, be connecting with your peers, being connecting with your coaches, connect with Laura and I, like be a part of this ecosystem so that you don't feel like you're just isolated trying to get through it. And then when you graduate, you're invited into this grad community, the same sort of concept. It's like, it's almost like a mastermind, the grad community, like an undetermined mastermind in a way, because it's like this collection of all of our grads that have the same knowledge base, that have the same ideologies and the values, but they're all building businesses and working with clients in different ways and then supporting each other. So it's the same sort of concept without it being like a structured, paid mastermind. It's this unpaid sort of thing. So I
Well,
just think putting yourself in a room is so important.
and this is something that I think, you'll hear this a lot on the internet, is that idea of, putting yourself in the room where you are, like, everyone else's norm is your goal, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing is when you are somebody who has goals, you have to normalize those goals or you will never create them if you don't believe it's possible for you. And it's so fascinating because, like, when I step back to Laura, like, 2008, 2015, too. I always wanted those goals, but it was like I still felt like there was something different about those people. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I've got to figure this out. I've got to figure out what is different about these people than me. What is different about, than us? Because we had been in business for a long time. And, of course, the
Yeah.
internet, all the lies that are out there, it was like, I suddenly am doing like a $10 million business after 6 months.
In
It's like,
3 days.
yeah, and just spoiler alert, guys, people lie on the internet. Also, when you start to really understand business, revenue and profit are two very different things.
Very.
Very, very different things. So I just was remember looking at it, and it's like being in these rooms, having these levels of conversation. I truly know now, like, there is no difference between us and the people who are have already achieved the thing that we want to achieve. They are just doing some things a bit differently. And that's kind of like my first life lesson. Well, actually, no, I've already given a few. Let me just skip another one from my takeaways.
Yeah.
One is that, the difference between them versus me or you is that they're just playing a bigger game. So
Right.
business is a game, right? Like, if you think about it, and someone at the mastermind said, and I like, it is a game with infinite levels. It never ends. You get to decide the level. If you want to have a business that is a part-time business that brings in, like I said earlier, $500 a month, amazing. That's your level. If you want to, you decide one day, hey, I want to go to the next level. I want to work full-time in my business. You could do that. If you want to make $100 million, you can work towards that. Like, it never ends, right? So you get to decide what that looks like for you. But they're just playing a bigger game. It's almost like we're still playing like snakes and ladders, and they're playing like, I don't even know, like some risk, like some really mental game. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just deciding what game do you want to play? Because when they play bigger, they are doing things faster. They are not getting caught up on self-doubt or on any type of limiting beliefs. They're testing. They're using evidence to dictate and data to dictate their decisions. They're not being like, oh, I feel this way. It's like, yeah, you've got to have ideas and intuition, and you don't know with certain things. I'm going to roll the dice. But then they take the data and then they move again. They're spending more money in advertising. You know what I mean? They're showing up in a bigger way with their social media, with their platforms. So it's like, it just for me has been such a huge reminder. It's like, don't be jealous of somebody's chapter 25 or don't use it against yourself if you're still at chapter one and you're moving towards that, or if you don't want to play the same game they're playing. Like,
true.
We know, and I know what type of business and business owner I want to be. I know what business I want to run. I know what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not comfortable with. I don't want to be on social media 24/7. Like, that for me is not the access that, just because I have a business, you don't get access to everything about my life, right? Like, and that's my comfort level. Same with you. That's your, you and I've had conversations at length with this, but we do want to be more active because we feel really passionate about our mission and all the tools that we have to share that can help women and help people live healthier and, you know, coach better and all this stuff. So that is in the works, but it's just, it's fascinating because I'm like, you can't want something that somebody else has if you're not willing to do the things to get the thing that somebody else has. And I hear this all the time. I coach on this all the time, whether it be with, you know, our students or with friends or with clients around that idea. And it's such an interesting perspective shift, because when you actually step back and you're like, well, yeah, like, I'm not willing to start a fitness program. I'm not willing to change my diet. I'm not willing to make my health a priority. Okay, that's fine. Free will. It's all our choice. But then don't spend your time being upset about the fact that you don't have the result that you want in your life, right? It's like wasted energy. So for me, that was such a huge perspective shift for me.
Yeah. It's so funny that you say that, because I literally had as number one on my sheet, because I jumped to the different one, but my number one is that I wrote chapter 20, like, because I had the same aha moment, like that same thought of just, you know, sitting in a room. And I remember, you know, when Laura and I, when we were there, we had to present, and everybody presents like a give, and like you kind of share what's happening. And when we walked in our room was completely just all men, and then Laura and I, and there was one other, there was one other female there, but we were in this room, and, you know, it could sometimes intimidate people because it's just like just the energy is different, right? There's just like a different dynamic sort of energy. But honestly, I was just like, you know, yes, they are definitely playing bigger and they're doing different things, but I know that we have so much value to give as well. And so it was just,
well,
I don't know.
And I want to give a different perspective to that, because I want to ask you, what was the thing that you surprised you the most that came up in you during the mastermind? So I'm going to give mine. So what was interesting for me is I've been in business for a long time. People would say I'm a very confident person. I'm very confident in my skill set, but definitely I was uncomfortable at first in that room, because again, it goes back to human nature and all of the self-doubt of like, am I going to add value? Do these people know more than me? And I see this again, like with students in the academy, it's like this idea of like the imposter syndrome kicks in. Like, am I going to be able to actually coach someone? Is someone going to take me seriously? Right. It comes up. So like, I don't ever want people listening to this thinking that we're just confident and we don't have any self-doubt or any problems, because we do. And it's just the difference is that for me, I keep putting myself in situations where I'm uncomfortable, because I know the only way to get out is through. And I know the only way to get over being uncomfortable is to be uncomfortable and normalize that for myself. Now, again, I'm not saying put yourself in situations all like that you don't feel comfortable with, or, you know, like, I know these are situations that will serve me. It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to go put myself in, you know, jump off a skydive if I really am afraid of high, like, that's not something I want to work on. Right. But for me, it was very much like, it was just interesting. It was interesting for me. A lot of the things that came up emotionally, thoughts that came up, I journaled a lot about it afterwards, because we work in a female dominated industry, right? And while I'm very much all about women and women leading their health, I also love men. I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love men. I love being around them, but I have not been around them in a business setting in a long time. And men who are, again, in all different industries, and the way that they approach business, a lot of them is very different than the way women approach business. So it was really interesting. And then also, of course, too, because, you know, we go in there and start talking about like menopause and holistic nutrition, and people are like, the guy before us is like, I just made $5 million last month. And we're like, okay. Like, so it was interesting, because like, again, it's not that, that's something I feel, it's just, I was like, oh, that's interesting that that popped up. That's something I need to look at, because like I tell everybody, Those things are the things that are holding you back. Like those things, even though they might seem small, it's like if you really are resisting going and teaching your fitness class or really resisting doing that workshop, get curious about why that is, because it usually is not about the workshop being perfect, or it's usually because there's something in you that feels like either you're not good enough to do it. And that's what we want to look at, because that's the main thing that will hold you back from going to the next level. So I was just like, oh, that's really interesting. That's something I want to look at, because I don't walk into a room as the most confident person. But over the time, I realize when you start to realize, oh, these people are actually just like you, it's like the celebrities without makeup, they're just like us. They go to the grocery store. But like when you realize that, when you really truly realize that, that people you see on the internet, when you see them in person, they're just regular people. It's like, oh, okay, we're not that different. Oh, okay, I actually can do this. Oh, I have great ideas. You know what I mean? But again, you don't know that till you're in the situation.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think, my point of bringing that up, was the idea too that when you're in a room and we're or in a situation or anything like that where you feel like, oh, this feels like a bit uncomfortable, there's always a lesson. There's a reason why. And I feel like there was a reason why we were in that room. And that's probably to do with that,
Totally.
right? To have to do that self-reflection of like, do I feel that there's something holding me back? Is there something that makes me like less confident? Do I feel like, is it because we're not paying attention to our data as much and making more emotional decisions or things? And it makes you kind of like think about, well, what is it that is causing any kind of, and if you just get curious on it and you do it without judgment, which is, like the number one thing to do whenever you have like emotions or thoughts coming up, is to really just explore it without any judgment or shame or anything. It's more just like curiosity. Then you can really kind of dive into and figure out what is the lesson that I'm supposed to be learning here, because it may not even be, the workshop. If you're hesitating on doing a workshop, it might not be that, oh, it's because my slides aren't ready. It's generally, I can almost guarantee you it's not that. It's always the slides aren't ready because of something else, right? Like there's always something that is like a deeper layer, and then that's the lesson that has to be learned. And I remember you saying, and I don't know where the quote came from, but it's like, the lesson will keep being served to you until you learn it, right? Like you'll just keep getting the same
Or
lesson
show up
over
in
and over
different
again.
ways.
Exactly. Well, that's just it, until you actually understand it. And I love that thought, because I think that allows for you to know, okay, I do have to take a little bit of time, pay attention, dig a little deeper so that I can move past this, or else it is just going to be repeat, repeat. Think about like, even we always use the analogy or like the thought of like when you're dating, right? When you're dating and you notice a pattern of like, oh, I keep dating. If you look back, if you're, whether you're dating or you're not dating, or you're in like a committed relationship or whatever, if you look back at your journey, like even when I look back at mine, I'm like, I was dating the same person over and again, just different shell, right? And same person, different shell, because it was like, oh my gosh, the only people that I wanted to date, and this is very personal, the only people I wanted to date when I was younger were people that didn't live in the same country as me. Do you remember that?
Mine
And
were
I was like,
just emotionally
why?
unavailable.
Oh, mine all lived in separate countries, because I was like, well, what is that all about? And then I had to dive deep into that and recognize that and see like, what is this that's coming up? But again, it's about just looking at it and exploring it and saying, okay, what can I learn from this? Or, what do I need to like do internally to be ready, to be prepared, to do the thing that if I want the big goal, how do I need to prepare myself now to get to the thing? And that's also another one of my lessons, was being at this mastermind, recognizing that everything that we've been doing for the past 15 years in business has been incredible and amazing and exciting. And we've done so many different things. But I still feel like, and we always say we have like this baby business. Like, I feel like our business is still just a baby that we're like, even though it's 15 years old, it still feels like this baby of like, we're just getting started and we're just nurturing it in a different way to grow it to where, the big adult that we want it to be, like. And it's so
Totally.
interesting, because on the outside, a lot of people would probably look at our business and think like, that we have everything in place and it's just like, this is where it is, right? But we have so many goals, guys, and we have so many big visions of where we want to take this and the impact that we want to create and everything else, that to us, this is still a starting point. So if you're starting your business now, just know that it's like, It may be you may be 5 years into your business, 10 years into your business. I have people I've talked to that are like, I've been training people for 23 years and stuff. And I'm like, but you may still feel like, oh my gosh, there's still so much more I want to do. This
Or
is
not
just the
even, I'm just
starting
getting
point.
started. That
Correct.
was one of my biggest takeaways, is I literally felt, and I still feel this way. I feel like this 15 years was
Is
prep
like the
work
foundation.
and it's go time. You know what I mean? And like, that's why, a lot of people who you'll see in business, you'll say, oh my God, they're an overnight success. But what you don't see is the 15, the 20 years, the hours that have gone into it to master your craft. And I think that this is kind of my last takeaway from this, other than, of course, so being around a group of people, like you said, like putting yourself in the room, like normalizing these conversations, recognizing what's coming up for you, because I think a lot of people shut down when they start to feel uncomfortable. I've seen it. Like, I've seen people who, and you and I have both seen it, where like people quit because that gives you that temporary relief of not feeling uncomfortable, instead of taking a step back and just saying, hey, wait a second, something's kind of off for me. You know what I mean? Like, sorry. But the last thing that I also really feel like is around that whole idea of this life is so short, first of all. Second of all, if you want to go after things, you have to take action. And we live in a society now where hard work is really pushed as being a bad thing, right? And I think what a lot of people don't realize is the amount of time and energy and work that we have put into building this business. And that was the one thing in this mastermind is, yeah, we're looking at ways to make things easier for our clients and faster, and always thinking about all these different strategies. But everyone in that room is a hard worker. Nothing has happened by chance that somebody just fell upon a million, $2 million business. You know what I mean? It was based on a lot, and I don't like to say blood, sweat, and tears because it gives it that negative connotation, but a lot of
That's like
love and time and self-growth. Because I've said this a million times on the podcast, your business will only grow as much as you do. And part of this, and part of us joining a mastermind when we had the conversation, was this is not about just a professional growing the business. This is about us growing to the next level, which is why I'm like, okay, I want to recognize all these uncomfortable moments I'm having. I want to grow to the next level. I want to be able to look back a year from now and be like, holy crap, I've changed so much in so many great ways. You know what I mean? I've built such a bigger tolerance, such a bigger skill set, so much more compassion, like become a better marketer, all of the things. Those are my goals from this. And when you focus on building those things, the revenue will come too. The sales will come too. The clients will come too, right? So I just want everyone here to, like, I'm on this campaign, like, let's make hard work fun. Like, work hard. Like, that's the thing. I feel so proud of everything that we've created. I feel so proud of us being able to send ourselves to that mastermind and put ourselves in that room, because it's based on us showing up and overcoming our blocks and taking action. So if you are listening, that is my one big takeaway for you, is just, you've got to take action. You've got to do the work. No one could do it for you.
I love that. What's so interesting too about this conversation is that you and I did not compare notes ahead of time. So for everybody listening, this is just literally both of our takeaways. And if you could see my paper that I wrote everything down on, literally same, which is so interesting. And I wrote also, consistency over anything. And I think that that's also just a huge lesson that I learned is, the hard work aspect and then the consistency of being like in it. Like you have to, if your goal is whatever your goal is, actually, whether it's, to have a part-time business or to have a big career change or to build a huge movement, whatever it is, you have to show up consistently, because if you don't show up consistently, then you're just doing yourself a disservice. You can't reach the goals unless you do the thing, right? And so that's
Yeah, you're in
it's so
that
interesting.
terrible space, the
Where it's
pit.
like you're in and you're not, and you're in and you're not. You have to just show up and be consistent. And I think that to me, what you just said was exactly what I had, the same thought. So, yeah, for everyone listening, that's also an example of why we're besties, because our brains work the same way.
And we also wanted to do this podcast too, as kind of to show you guys, like, Amanda and I are who we are. Like, we don't put on a show on, on the podcast. We try to share what we know that can give value. Sometimes it's more educational, sometimes it's more personal. But these are literally the conversations that we have offline. Yes, we talk about reality TV and a lot of silly stuff as well. We laugh nonstop because we don't take it all too seriously. But also, like, sometimes we'll go down these like deep rabbit holes of like talking about, what we think
Personal
and our
growth.
journey and yeah, like all of these things. And we just wanted to give you guys a little bit more of a glimpse into not just our lives, but also what we're doing and how we have evolved to think about these things, because change is really scary and like it doesn't happen overnight. But the thing with my life that I have always seen is when I look back, that's when I see it. It's not suddenly I wake up one day, it's like, oh, wait a second. 3 years ago, what was I doing? I'm like, oh my gosh, like I am a totally different person now. So it's just to me, it's always so I love having these calls, these talks, and these podcasts. But again, we want to hear from you guys. So if this is something that you want to hear more of, let us know. Email us at info@fitchicks.ca, drop it on our social media, leave it in the reviews. Like, let us know what you are liking and what you want to hear more of. Because again, we have so many things to share. So many fun things to share.
And we want to make sure that like we're giving you exactly what's going to help you to move forward, whatever you need to be able to continue to move forward in your own journey. We're here for it. So we've been doing this for 15 years, but personal development stuff for like 30. So
It's
literally
always
30.
about the
That's
mindset and the method.
crazy.
The
That's
mindset and
crazy.
the
30
method.
years. Oh my gosh.
I know.
But yeah, so just message us, email us, comment, all of the things, and let us know so that we can then continue to support you in the best way possible through Fit Chicks Chat.
Okay, everybody. So that wraps up today. So if you want to learn more about any of our upcoming programs or our certifications, go check out fitchicksacademy.com. We also have some amazing done-for-you products for coaches and to help you get started on your journey too, if you're not ready to get certified. We have our store, and then we also have our incredible blog, as well as over 500 podcasts for anyone who's just kind of showing up in our world. You can go and dive into the archives and see the changes as we go through.
Totally.
Okay, everybody, have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.